Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the summer to expand your horizons. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate travel shoes from Allbirds, like the breathable, silky smooth Tree Dasher, the responsive foam and extra grip of the Tree Runner, or the classic low-top look of the Tree Piper. Allbirds has a lightweight, ultra-packable shoe ready for whatever adventures you have planned. Boarding pass? Check. Passport? Check. The perfect travel shoe? Check. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.
It's crowded. We might as well get used to that. New York is probably the most populated city in the world.
Have you been here before?
A few times. Is anybody watching us?
Do you think the butcher has an accomplice?
Look, at this point we know nothing, other than the fact that we have a target on our backs, and a ticking clock. Just keep a keen eye.
The stairs are to your right.
All right.
Well,
what?
Arkham was a city, but...
Yes. It's quite a feat.
I know I've seen unfathomable things. Places that humankind can barely dream of. But I'm still awestruck when we enter places like this. It's oddly familiar.
Why?
I don't know. And furthermore, I don't remember any of the places that I know as the king I would have visited.
But you still remember the Dark World?
Yes.
Why? Why that and nothing else? Why did it linger?
I don't know, Arthur. There are many questions I still have, many things I'm still hoping to answer.
You and me both. Addison was...
difficult.
To say the least. But it also felt like a dream. A haze of unreal horrors that followed us through the trees and hungered for more blood with every decision we made.
It sounds more like a nightmare.
Yes. Anyway, it felt like something else entirely. And now... well, now I feel it important to remember what brought us here.
Agreed. The stairs to the street are a little bit ahead of you. Wow.
Yes.
That is a very tall building.
Yes, the president...
It says the Lincoln Building.
Right. Yes, it's for offices and such, I think. It was still being built last time I was here. I envy you getting to see it.
Well, which way?
Well, if you've exited towards this building, then...
It says we're on E 42nd Street.
East, yes. Let's head left, I think.
Why? What's our plan?
I don't quite know, but I believe Tudor City is close by. And there'll be a hotel there, at least, with a reasonable price, I'm sure.
Okay.
Anyway. King in Yellow.
Yes.
I don't get the impression that he's interested in seeking us out anymore.
Why is that?
Well, he had you back. I believe you were true to your word, even if you don't remember it, that you would make things difficult for him. I think you are your own now, John.
My own?
I don't think you're a piece of him anymore, nor a piece of me, truly. You've come so far, changed so much. Think of what you've done. Think of how you pulled me back from the edge at the estate. You brought me back. That was unmotivated by anything else other than love.
You're my friend, Arthur. You showed me the value of carrying the fire. I couldn't watch you lose your light.
No matter how vast the darkness, we must supply our own light. You reminded me of that.
Of your own words.
Regardless, I don't think the king wants that back. And you don't remember what happened after?
No.
Yeah. But you and I were reunited after a brief stint with Yellow.
What do you think Cain did to him?
Assuming it was Cain.
Yes, well, it makes sense, no?
I suppose. Though anything Cain would do without motivation or reason is extremely concerning.
You made no deal.
I made no deal.
Hmm.
Yes. Anyway, that's a great point, because if Cain put Yellow back in his more or less corporeal form as the King in Yellow, then everything I just said is moot. I think he would be gunning for us more than ever.
Hmm.
And what of Anna Stanzik?
Yes, Anna.
She was one of the two survivors that came from that house in Arkham.
The one that held my book.
We know that the king took advantage of that moment in time, in Sarah's letter. That cult...
run by Antoine.
Yes, we know that problem sorted itself out. But whatever gateway they opened that night 10 years ago let the king try and enter our world. That's what splintered you and he. What trapped part of you in the book I opened. The one that Emily died for.
Yes, I told you, Arthur, during our time in the prison pits
yes,
that I...
Yes, yes, I know. Look, we've both made mistakes. The important thing is moving forward. Speaking of...
We're just passing 3rd Avenue.
Okay. Just keep an eye out for a hotel.
Sure.
Our path towards Sarah and Anna were to find a reason for this book, an answer to separating us.
Correct. But at the moment, I don't think that's our priority.
No, but... we could be doing something about it.
How so?
The Vanguard.
The Vanguard? Arthur!
The tooth. We still have it.
Arthur, I told you. This is possessed by a creature from the dark world. It is a conduit. It has one foot in each plane.
Yes, yes, I remember,
but... it is exactly the thing that someone like Larson would covet. If he knew we had it, it will corrupt you, Arthur.
More than I already have been. Look... the Vanguard was the one who told us about the connection between Anna Stanzik and this whole web of questions.
How?
Remember, our first foray out of Arkham, we came across a car by the side of the road. We followed it to find a woman in the woods holding the baby.
A baby she gave to us?
Yes. Then in the mansion, the Wraith.
God bless this baby Stanzik.
Yes, it is. It wasn't actually her baby. We said that to trick it, but the name of those who lived in that mansion, including the Wraith...
were the same. But what does that mean? What does it matter?
What does it matter?
We know how I got trapped in the book. We know why. Which boils down to bad luck and timing on the king's part. We know that Emily and Amanda died and that Anna escaped. She's free of this. She doesn't need this anymore. Don't you remember?
Yes, yes, I remember.
Seeking her could kill her.
Look. Two things have come up since then. The first being... the symbol that was drawn in ash on the baby. You said it was for the Order of the Fallen Star.
Right.
We have no idea what that means, if anything. And we haven't thought about this since Cain.
What does he change?
Everything. Remember what he asked me. Why am I special?
You think Anna would know?
I think she would give us a piece of the puzzle. A piece that we've been missing since the beginning.
The Hotel Tudor is across the street.
Okay, just wait for a second. Hear me out.
So you want to ask the Seer, the Vanguard, where Anna is? Didn't you already think about heading back to Arkham, back to the mansion to search for clues?
Yes, but who knows? Imagine heading back there only to be told that Anna is in New York. It would be such a waste.
Arthur.
Look. I hear your hesitancy. I get it. But I'm not alone. I'm not Larson. I'm not one man using this thing. It's two of us. Two times the restraint. Two times the anger at times, yes, but two times the ability to conquer anything. The Vanguard is such a tool, and we need to use it. And who knows, maybe that's what makes me special.
Of all the things to ask it, though.
Yes, look, it takes time to answer, though, remember? I don't want to ask it about where the butcher is. We may be dead before we get an answer back.
You're not wrong. Having a passive question, one that can be answered at a later date, may be valuable. And if Cain's role is bigger in this picture, then I suppose...
Wait.
What?
Well, that's an interesting thought, too. Now,
what is?
Like, I want to find Anna. To find out more about her piece in this, but... But finding out what Cain is...
No, Arthur. But not one to be used against more powerful forces.
I mean to say, what if we asked what Cain is? It can say something unknown or something
I'm
that...
I'm telling you this is a bad idea. It won't help, and it won't bring anything but problems for us. I'm agreeing to asking about Anna.
Okay.
Well, there it is. Ask your question.
Vanguard.
Master.
Is it speaking?
Yes, I can hear it. Where is Anna Stancic?
Well?
It's receded again. To search the dark world for answers, I suppose. I hope it was the right question.
Arthur, Cain is not something to be trifled with. Leave whatever it is alone.
As much as possible, I suppose. But you're right. Okay, now that that's done, or rather while the conduit ruminates, I suppose it's time to find a place to stay for the night, and while we're here...
It does seem as though the sun is setting.
Good enough for me.
Jesus. Careful.
Right, well, it's been a while since we've had to worry about that.
Okay. Now you can cross. Straight now. The Hotel Tudor is a few doors down to your right. We're in the lobby of a large hotel, Arthur.
Okay.
There's a man at the counter to your right, about 30 paces inward. It's quiet in here, but comfortable. There are seats by the window, a bank of elevators, two large staircases, and a hallway that seems to lead out of the lobby.
Welcome to the Hotel Tudor. Are you checking in today?
He's gesturing to the large opened ledger in front of him.
Right.
What is it?
Sir?
Yes, you know, I think I've been traveling all day, and I'm wondering if there may be a bar or a restaurant.
He's pointing down the hall to the left.
Thank you. I won't be long. Thank you.
Arthur, what is it?
The butcher, John.
Yes, but why? How on earth would he find us here?
It's the first place he'd look. Hell, it's the first hotel from Grand Central.
Still, we would use a fake name.
But the man just saw us. No different from the train. The butcher could ask. In a very persuasive way.
So you're heading to the bar?
For a moment, I just need to think. We need a place to stay.
Why not head to your father's house?
He's not my father. No, I not yet.
Well, what the fuck, Arthur? What do you want to do then?
I don't know. I don't know. Let's just take a moment and think.
We're in the bar at the Hotel Tudor. It's a small, window-filled room. The bar is to the left side. People are sitting at a number of round tables. Smoke fills the air. There's a man on stage playing piano. Look, if you don't want to stay here, what is our plan?
I'm thinking.
We didn't decouple the train that far from the station, Arthur.
The bar.
Left. He could be at the terminal by now. And if what you're saying is true, then he could be heading here right now.
I know.
The bartender is coming over.
No, nothing yet, thank you. Wait. Do you have a newspaper?
He's looking at you with a raised eyebrow.
Please.
He's headed over to a stack of papers on the bar. It's only a few feet away.
Oh, fuck.
He's grabbed you one. He's handing it to us now.
Thank you. Sorry, I didn't see that.
Why a newspaper?
Okay, look. We don't have to stay at a hotel for a night's rest.
No?
No. Oftentimes, just normal people will rent rooms, which, now that I think of it, is even better. It's unlikely the butcher will search the classifieds. Landlords who rent rooms to workers, as such, don't want much to do with them, and they're less nosy overall. Plus, no one else besides the landlord would have a key to our room.
In hotels, they also have keys to your room?
Yes.
Everyone who works here?
Yes. Well, anyone can have access to the key. I've done it myself before.
What do you mean?
I've done it myself.
You have?
Yes, looking for a perp, or when I was following someone.
Arthur...
Anyway, a room to rent, classifieds. Look for anything like that.
Here.
Do you see it?
Well, I'm reading them.
Right. Find something unintimidating, something not too far away either.
What's not far?
I don't know. I don't know the city that well. Just read some out, maybe.
Seeking live-in caregiver.
No.
Female-only roommate.
No.
Workers' rate. Temporary rental.
Well, that could work.
Proof of papers required.
No, nothing with proof.
Widow looking for short/long-term room renter who keeps to themselves.
Wait, that one. Where is that?
East 83rd Street, Upper East Side. It says inquire first via the telephone.
Brilliant. And a number?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, how far is that?
Well, a 30-minute walk or a 5-minute taxi.
Well, then there's no time to waste.
Is there a payphone anywhere around here?
Yes, we passed one in the hallway.
Well.
To your left. Here.
Okay. You can dial, right?
Yes.
Wholesale grocer. Tony speaking. How can I help you?
Ah, yes, sorry. I'm looking to speak with,
Marie.
Marie? Marie?
Just wait.
They don't own a telephone?
Most people don't.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs...
Ms.
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 Marie is fine.
Hello, Marie. I just wanted to inquire about the room you had listed. I'm looking for a temporary stay while in the city.
What is your name?
Parker.
Parker?
Why?
What brings you to the city now?
Well, I'm on business.
The truth now, boy.
Well,
No. The room is not available.
What? But you said...
I don't rent to fibbers, boy. And I can already tell you're winding up for a big bluff.
No, wait, please.
Huh.
Wait.
Well?
Look, the truth is I am here to see my father-in-law. A man I haven't spoken to in many, many years.
Hmm.
It was too... difficult. He was too angry with me, and I was too angry with myself. But I'm here. I'm here in the city because I have work to do, and I need to be. Please.
I have one room. I'll rent it to you if you pay me on time and respect the rules of my house.
Thank you, Ms. Marie.
But don't come in late, and don't try to make anything difficult for me. I'm too old and too tired to care.
Of course, I wouldn't dream of it.
Now, it's getting late. You can pay me when you arrive here shortly. It's $4 a week, and I expect it to be in advance.
I'll be there as soon as possible.
Speak to you soon, Parker.
Yes.
Parker?
I don't know. I feel so lost about this. I had a million fake names in my mind, but...
But why?
I don't know. I needed something that was real. Even if only slightly.
And what of the butcher?
The butcher didn't know my face. He doesn't know me through and through yet. He wouldn't know about Parker.
He will.
Look, there's no way he's going to be piecing together where we're staying.
You say it as if we're throwing him off our scent.
Well, actually, we could.
How?
Well, maybe we do rent a room here.
Why would we...
No, and we don't use it.
You mean?
A decoy. Just to throw him off the scent.
Interesting. It could take a while, and it would cost a night's rate at least. We don't have endless supplies of money.
Think about this. If he bought it, it would keep him busy for at least a night. And he'd know we'd be expecting him. So he'd be playing it extra careful, maybe even buying us a few days. Enough to throw him off the scent completely. It's a good move, John. Even if it loses us some time.
Why give him a lead at all? I don't know, maybe you're trying to be too clever, Arthur.
I know. Trust me.
And if the butcher asks the front desk man if he recognizes you?
It won't matter. There's no way he'll know where we're hiding.
You're sure?
I'm positive.
All right.
Hi, sorry for that. I'd love to book a room. I don't have a reservation.
No worries. Please sign in.
He's gesturing to the ledger again.
Of course.
You're writing your real name?
Mm-hmm.
Arthur, aren't you worried that's a bit too risky?
Thank you.
Why even let him know we came this way? If he's as clever as...
High up as possible, please. On a floor near the top. I love the view. One occupant.
Of course. Just give me a moment.
He's going to be coming here anyway, I'm sure of it. I'd rather keep him here.
Wouldn't he question why you put your real name, if he's so clever?
I'm counting on him thinking that this is a lure, not a decoy.
It's a lot.
He intends to kill us. We need bold moves.
Thank you, sir. You're on the 14th floor.
Thank you.
The rate is $3 a night.
I'll take it for the week.
That doesn't leave much left.
Your change and key.
Thank you. I'll be stepping out for an evening meal, but I'll be back.
Of course.
Evening.
Well, I hope it wasn't a mistake, especially with how much it cost us.
When we do eventually visit Daniel, I'll perhaps ask him to borrow some money as well.
Really?
Yes. I think. I don't know. Taxi!
A car is pulling up to stop. The handle is to your left. There.
Jay Scherzer, whole grocer, please. East 83rd Street, please.
Right away.
Thank you.
Arthur, you'll need to get over your fear about speaking of Daniel if you intend to have him help us.
Fear?
Every time you've mentioned him, you've changed the subject rather quickly.
I know. Look, we didn't have the greatest relationship. He came from money. He and his parents also immigrated here to the United States. Daniel's brother, who admittedly is more flippant with his wealth, actually lives in Arkham, though. Although I never visited them. Outside of the odd family gathering many years ago, I never really saw them. I don't even know how many of them know that I've been in Arkham.
You left?
Boston. That's where Bella and I am. Anyway, Daniel. After Bella. Daniel insisted that we move closer to New York, to him. When I refused, he was quite offended, but I think deep down he understood. Until, Faroe.
Right.
We had a curt conversation after the funeral. After it all passed.
What about?
He's a heavily religious man. Heavily. He's involved with the church in some way. A deacon or something, I can't recall exactly, but he views everything through the lens of his beliefs, which obviously I don't. Anyway, after that conversation, I left Boston. I left all of it behind.
And you're convinced he'll help us?
No. But he doesn't have to.
No?
No. Freemasons are an organization, sometimes paternal. I believe they hold a signet ring. So long as we find that in his home, we should be able to find a way into their ranks.
You're thinking of breaking in?
I'm thinking. If there's a chance that he wouldn't help us, then maybe stealing it is easier.
Interesting.
We're not playing mortal games anymore, John. Who knows what's at stake?
Of course.
This order. It could be aiming to achieve any number of things. And Larson, well, we know what he's capable of.
That still only gets us halfway to the Order of the Fallen Star.
Yes, but it's a strong first step. We'll set up at Marie's place and find a bite to eat, and then we'll head to Daniel, maybe tomorrow, assuming he's home.
And hasn't moved.
Yes, well, he's not the sort. Anyway. Oh, have you seen the Empire State Building yet?
Where was it?
Of course.
Oh, lovely. Behind us now, probably.
Damn it.
There you go.
25 cents.
Thank you. Thank you. Well.
Arthur.
What? Is this it?
It's a grocer.
Yes, the man on the phone said a grocer. Does she live above it, perhaps?
There's a brownstone building with a set of stairs that lead from the street. But Arthur, this is wrong.
What?
There's a shadow on this place.
A shadow?
I can see it. It's unlike anything I've seen before. A haze. Some presence here. The windows look down on us from the blackened painted rooftop. The setting sun gives it an eerie, almost crooked appearance. I can't tell where the shadows stop and the building begins.
What? How? What do you mean? That you've never seen this before?
I don't know how to describe it. Other than the building is wrong. The architecture itself is odd. As if it's hiding something.
Look, John, I trust you, but what are we to do about that?
I don't know.
We need a place to stay. It's dark now, I presume.
Arthur, this shadow. It doesn't look of this world.
So what? We don't go in? Look, it's a street, John. People are passing by. This isn't a house in the woods. Even if there's something here, and I'm not saying you're wrong, but I doubt it's something actively dangerous, you know?
If you could see what I see.
Yes, well, I can't, and I'm tired, and we have no other option right now. We've just established this path.
I know. I don't think we shouldn't stay here. If anything, I'm curious why. Power like this doesn't exist outside of the Dreamlands.
Well, perhaps we're both learning that isn't the case.
I suppose so.
Regardless.
Maybe we should poke around a bit first.
What?
Once we introduce ourselves, we have no way back. It looks like the grocer is connected in some way to the house above.
Well, that would make sense, Marie answered fairly quickly. A side door, perhaps.
If we head into the grocer, we could poke around just to see if anything stirs.
I am curious, but look, I'm also concerned for our chances to stay here if we're caught snooping around first. Look, it may be smarter after we've had the key and have paid.
Hmm.
No?
Well, you're the detective. What do you think?
I think poking around first makes more sense, but I'm unsure of exactly what you're seeing. And again, I believe you, but let's just get the key first.
You're sure?
Yes, I think so.
All right. The stairs to the front door are to your right. Here. The door's right before you.
Right. Does it still loom over us?
Yes. This house, it seethes an energy I can't quite place.
And you're not nervous about that?
No.
Fair enough.
How long do we wait?
Well, she is expecting us.
Should we just enter?
Let's just wait another moment.
It's open.
Oh. All right. Hello?
We're in a small foyer. A large circular stair moves up to the three stories above. The walls are faded yellow paper and look almost skin tone now. It peels in certain areas. There are cobwebs in the corners, and the wooden stairs look rough and poorly kept. To the back, I think there might be a kitchen.
Doesn't look the same as outside.
It looks even darker than outside.
Harker?
Oh.
Marie?
She's at the top of the stairs, Arthur, leaning over the railing from the second floor.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I let myself in.
Impatience is not a very attractive quality, Parker.
She's coming down the stairs.
Yes, I'm quite sorry, Marie.
That on top of fibbing. Am I making the wrong call in trusting you, boy?
She's walking slowly down to the foyer.
No, I assure you, Marie,
Did I tell you the rate on the telephone?
Yes, it was $4...
$4 a week in advance.
Yes, of course.
You don't have any bags?
No, I don't expect to be too long.
Huh.
Now listen here. Family is important. That's exactly why I am taking you in. I would do anything for my family, and I hope you come to make amends with your father as well.
In-law.
Father is father, boy. Now, come. I'll show you to your room.
She's turned back around on the steps and is beckoning you forward. She stopped and vaguely waves to the hallway leading to the back of the house.
Back there is the kitchen. You're welcome to use it, but you buy your own groceries downstairs. Understand?
Yes, ma'am.
That room to your right is the sitting room. I read there in the afternoon. You are welcome to join me. I make tea promptly at 1 o'clock. I can make enough for you if you partake.
I do, actually.
Very well. You look like you've seen some action, boy.
Oh, do I? Yes, well,
Very well. You may also use the sitting room in the evening while I'm in my bedroom, or in the mornings. Now listen. I'll leave the house every day at 7 a.m. on Saturdays and Sundays for church, during the week for various errands and visiting, and I return at noon for a light lunch.
Right.
I head to my bedroom promptly at 6 p.m., and I'm asleep past 8 p.m. You are not to disturb me under any circumstances. The front door, of which you'll find a key to on your bedroom nightstand, is not to be opened past 11. Is that understood?
Understood.
If you're out past that time, you're out for the night.
She's paused to catch her breath on the second floor.
The bathroom is down the hall there and to the left, but it is only to be used after I have left the house, as you have a basin in your room for general washing up.
Right.
My room is right over the front door. It gets lots of light and helps me in the winter months. Now, Parker, questions?
In my room.
Of course. The end of the hall. A sharp left, and you will see your bedroom door.
Ah, yes.
However, you'll notice it holds a set of steep steps, which will lead you to the attic. That's your room. It should be spacious enough. It has a fair amount of light.
I'm sure it's perfect.
You can lock it from the inside. I've left it open for you. There is a door to the room at the back of the house, which lay directly beside yours. You are not to open that door under any circumstances. Is that understood?
Yes, of course.
Thank you.
Is there another tenant?
No.
Brilliant. Well, here, for the week.
Yes, thank you.
Laundry and...
You'll manage that yourself.
Right.
As I mentioned, I am in my room at 6 p.m. and the time is...
Yes it is, yes.
The front door locks behind you, so no need to remember to lock it at night.
Thank you, Marie.
Yes. Good night, Parker.
Good night.
Well.
Well, indeed.
The hallway stretches before us, Arthur, but it looks almost as if it's hazy. As if the air is thick.
Hazy? What do you mean by thick? Like the hotel was?
No. This doesn't feel like a merging of the dreamlands with this plane, but as if something is tainting the air around it. Like something within this house is rotting it away.
Rotting?
Yes.
Well, this rot must have a source. In that room she asked us not to look into.
Yes.
Regardless, let's just go towards our room.
Something lingers here, Arthur. It's almost as if there was a colored hue to it. A dark forest green that seems to seep from around the corner.
It's just a house, Ed. It's just a house.
I don't think anyone else can perceive this way. There's a connection that we have, that I have. Perhaps Marie doesn't even realize.
Feels damp on my skin.
We're at the corner. I see the open door to our attic room, but the closed door to the right of it. It's coming from in there, Arthur.
She said no one is in there.
The rot is almost slithering out in wisps of smoke from underneath the door.
Can we hear anything from within?
You want to listen at the door?
Maybe just to see if we can hear anything.
All right. It seems harmless.
Exactly. It's just listening.
I'm curious as well.
Brilliant. We'll be quick. It's right beside our door, anyway. I don't hear anything.
Me neither.
Wait.
Jesus!
There's something in there.
Listen again.
What is that?
I'm not sure. Is that?
Is it sniffing? All right.
Yes, I suppose that's enough.
Let's,
The door is open, to your left. Lock it.
Right.
There are a set of tight wooden steps leading up.
Well, how does it look?
It's a fairly large, open, A-framed room. I suppose we're right in the top of the house, so the walls slant upward at an angle toward a tall, darkened peak where the underside of the roof meets. Wooden boards line the floors and walls, and a single square window with a basin beneath is built into the left side of the room.
That sounds nice, actually.
It is. In the center is our bed, a single cot on what looks like a wire frame. There's a small round carpet here at the top of the stairs. A faded blue design with flowers, probably to wipe our shoes. And there's also a writing desk in the corner along the back wall with a single chair at it.
Sounds quaint. The window...
Left, yes.
Ah, right.
It's a view of New York City. Quite the view. In the distance there are a number of buildings. Tall buildings. It's quite the scene, Arthur.
I can imagine. What?
The glass. It's warped a bit, I think.
Warped? How so?
It looks like it may have been broken and repaired. I can't quite explain it. It's almost as if the window's glass has a pattern to it. It's quite intricate.
Well. Well, I think I'd enjoy an early bedtime, to say the least.
Fair enough.
Oh, it's been a while. Not since the Red Right Hand.
The Red Right Hand?
Right. No, you weren't there, but... But anyway, that's my last sleep. In a bed, anyway. Sometimes I forget about this.
Your finger?
Yes, yes. The wooden part. It feels almost a part of me now.
It still looks just as it did in the Dreamlands.
Yes, well, that's mostly why I keep it hidden.
The wall to the north of the room, opposite the stairs.
The one the desk and the head of our bed sits against.
Yes, there are objects outlined on it. Impressions left on the sun-bleached wood.
As if things used to hang there?
Yes.
Can you make out what?
No. Maybe a cross.
Not surprising. Marie said she attends church.
Twice a week.
Yeah, well, religion.
There's a lantern and matches on the table here, beside the bed.
Brilliant. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, there.
Just checking, in case I need to use the washroom. Well, we've made it. We're here. As to what comes next, I guess we can't quite say, but we have a place to call our own. For once. Wow, for once, John. We haven't had anything like this since we left Arkham. Can you imagine?
It's been quite the road.
Do you still think this was the right call? Being here?
In New York? Yes. I think it's the only call.
I agree. Anyway. Good night, John.
Good night, Arthur.
Wake up. Huh? What?
Is it morning?
No. It's dark now. Moonlight shines in through the window pane. The texture on the glass makes the room ripple and glow in an ethereal blue.
Okay. What's wrong?
The ceiling, Arthur.
What about it?
The dark crevasse where the sloped roofs meet. It's still dark there.
Right.
Bathed in blackness. Too thick to see through. The light will never touch it.
John,
nothing can touch the darkness in this house. I see it.
See what?
It's in there. Quiet. Silent. In the abyssal black. Above us. It's staring at us from within the shadows.
John!
It clings to the ceiling with its arms and legs pressed to either side, as if ready to drop at any moment.
John!
It's waiting until we've given up. Waiting until we've stopped trying.
John!
It knows we will. It's smiling, Arthur.
John!
Starving.
John!
What?
What? Is there anything there?
Where? No.
You were just saying something was in the dark part of the A-frame ceiling above us, in the angle of the roof, watching.
What time is it?
What? You woke me up. What were you doing?
I don't know. I must have drifted away.
Sleep? I thought you... Fuck. What was that?
That came from downstairs.
Marie? She's walking.
She's heading to our door.
Did we lock the door?
Yes. Blow out the lantern.
No. She's opening the room below us.
Get out of bed, to the floor. Listen. Arthur, there's a crack of light in the far corner of the room, opposite the window. I think we can see down. Here, look down. I can't see anything. It's dark again. But wait. Something is moving. Wait.
Fuck! Jesus! We're going back to bed.
I think it recognized our scent.
I know.
Arthur.
I know, John. Let's just try our best to get back to sleep. Somehow.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.